Madam President, coordinators, thank you for this opportunity to express India's views on this panel discussion. I thank the panelists for their detailed presentation. Now allow me to present my delegation's views with reference to the guiding questions. India has been facing the menace of IEDs over the last couple of decades, where terrorists have often used multiple types of IEDs with an aim to cause casualties to civilians as well as combatants. The terrorists resort to many innovative means and are continuously evolving their tactics to counter the safeguards put in place by our security forces. Apart from the routine type of IEDs, our security forces have lately confronted with several different types of IEDs, like suicide vehicle-based IEDs, crude bombs with chemical delay mechanism, mobile phone-based RC IEDs, and hydrogen peroxide-based IEDs. With regard to the question as to whether there are new types of trigger mechanisms that could be observed, our security forces, during neutralizing, identified IEDs, and after undertaking post-IED incident analysis, have observed several new types of trigger mechanisms. Some of them are ambient-controlled infrared trigger, use of exothermic reaction in place of detonator, use of bulb filament as detonator, and 3G mobile phone being used as initiation and trigger. With regard to the question regarding the types of main charges and detonators found in our country, the types of main charges found in the IEDs recovered in India use high explosive-based charges like CETNT, RDX, PEK, nitroglycerin, etc. Further, low explosives like gunpowder, ammonia-based explosives, aluminium powder, aluminium nitrate, hydrogen peroxide, potassium permanganate, hydrochloric acid, and sulfuric acid are also prevalent. Common detonators that are found in IEDs are electric detonator number 33, detonator number 27, and commercial detonators 106 and 108. No new precursors have been identified to have entered the country over the last 1 year. Terrorists try and use old rudimentary techniques and devices as these are least suspected by security forces. As regard to the question on how the information on new types of IEDs are managed in our context, any IED incident happening is deliberately recorded and details are collated by our specialist counter-explosive units. These are then forwarded to our centers of excellence, where these details are analyzed and a quarterly analysis is published and disseminated to all concerned agencies along with the requisite advisories. Thereafter, information of new IEDs detected are included in training syllabi of various counter-IED courses, and countermeasures are devised subsequently by our specialist agencies to neutralize the new type of IEDs. I thank you.